The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples of Jesus were together to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. Which is what you? They worshipped, but some doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore, the disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that you have observed all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Mountain is a place that Jesus liked to stay. You know, many times during his apostolic works, he at night he went up to the mountain and prayed by himself. It's a sign of silence, loneliness. I think in loneliness, we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. If surrounding is too lousy, you can't hear the voice of God. So by the time of Moses, he went up to the mountain and prayed there. And then he got his mission to save the Israel people from Egypt. Mountain is a sign of prayer and also the presence of the Lord for the Jewish people. And for Jesus, he himself also many times to the mountain to pray to God the Father. That means to say, we have to learn from him. We have reserved our time, personal time of prayer by ourselves. It's very important. Many times, when you get some ideas, good ideas, not because you are on the streets, well, of course, something, it can happen. But most of the time, when we stay in the church, in silence, sometimes you are touched by something. It's very interesting. God is here where there is silence. Mountain is a symbol. It's God is sending the disciples is from the mountain. The netting rites at the end of Mass, by that time when we say netting, we say, "Ide misa est." Go, you are sent. So the English translation is not exactly the Mass is ended. The Mass is not ended. Ide misa est, it doesn't mean the Mass is ended. Go, you are sent. That's the meaning of the Latin word for misa est. You are sent. So we, when we come, we pray and we are sent to spread, to live this gospel in the world. So Jesus invited the apostles, go and preach all nations, make disciples, and baptizing them in the Blessed Trinity. So this is our mission. Of course, we don't have all the time baptizing people. But in a certain sense, we are. Baptizing them means renewal. If you are not renewed, you can't make people renew. You are new, they're touched by a change. This is what God calling. Simple, very simple way. God doesn't ask us to do
miraculous things. Miracles happen, of course, sometimes. But you have to be changed, first of all. Believe that. First of all, you are called. Your mission. You have your own mission. Each one of us is different. But the same goal. In your family, in your place where you work, it's different places. A different atmosphere. You are sent. Ide misa est. There. You are sent there. To live Jesus. That's what St. Paul says. Today is not I live, but Jesus lives in me. When you receive the Holy Communion, the Eucharist, it's Jesus himself, body and blood. One mind, one body, he is living in you. So that we are transformed in him. In a certain sense, we participate the divine divinity, divine life of Christ. So that today, we are not as a human being. We are transformed. It's not only in the heaven that we share the blessed life of the Blessed Trinity. Today, heaven starts today. If right this moment, we are all in heaven, if our heart, mind is open to God's love, ready to share his love for others, this is heaven. Heaven is the place, nothing for self. For the glory of God, for salvation of the world, and this is the mission of the saints. Nothing else. Jesus come on earth, the same mission. Let us bring back all people to God the Father, and himself live real love by sacrificing himself. He died on the cross. You die in your family, you die in your school, in a certain sense. That means that you die of ourselves so that his life can be lived in us. And this is called Mission Sunday. Of course, when we say mission, we said, well, we go to Africa, to places that they don't know God, and then we spread the good news. Of course, this is part of the mission. But before that, before you go to Africa, you have to work in your family, yourself. Yourself is a place that you have to convert, first of all. So listen with silence of heart. Go to the mountain. Stay. Some more time. This is the whole night. In darkness. In silence. Only then we can hear. We can listen. God works in silence. God works in the souls that are ready to do his will. Just be there. When you pray, so you don't know what to pray, doesn't matter. It's important. Stay. If you cannot come to the church, stay in your own room, your own corner. Set a prayer corner for yourself. Silence. No telephone that time. No television. 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Open the gospel for some pages. Just read a few lines. Stay. And let God teach. God talk to you. So, by this way, we are true missionary. That's the real meaning of sent. That's how we understand our Mass is ide, Latin word, go, ide. Misa est, you are sent. So let us thank the Lord. We are all called, and let us pray that we can be his disciples to the place that other people cannot go. You are there. And to live. And let Jesus live in you. So that we are like John Baptist. Prepare his way. Go to the place where Jesus will go. And then leave the message there. And let Jesus continue his work. We are not finishing work. The finishing touch is by Jesus. We are just his disciples. Spread the news, good news. And let Jesus cultivate.